I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Let's BOGO! The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Does everybody have to have like an opinion about everything? This is what I do for a living, and I got to tell you, sometimes kind of like, whatever. Right? Good morning and welcome. I mean, I can't do that all the time every day, or I wouldn't.
Exhausting.
Yeah, wouldn't have a gig. That wouldn't be good. But good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. So, you know, one of the, I guess, big stories, if you want to call it that, we sent women into space. Katy Perry, Lauren Sanchez, Gail King. Sent them up there, an all-female crew.
But Bob.
Yeah.
They came back.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, well, just saying.
Hey, you know they weren't allowed to touch controls, right?
Oh, of course not.
Why is that?
I'm sure you have an exact reason.
They're women drivers.
He's only joking, friends.
No, I'm not.
Otherwise, send those cards and letters to Bob Roche.
So what's the deal? Like, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to think it's a good thing, a bad thing.
Right.
It's an I don't care thing. I mean,
exactly.
Look, first of all, Blue Origin is not SpaceX. So some people don't even know the difference of that. Okay.
Correct.
Well, I mean, you know, you're not into it, you're not into it. But then don't, like, comment on it. You know?
Right.
If you don't know the difference, because people are going, oh, don't they hate Elon Musk, but they're taking a free trip in it? Yeah.
Jeff Bezos.
It's Jeff Bezos. Yeah. Is the Blue Origin.
Yeah.
That's his dealio.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so they take off, they fly, they come back. Apparently, there's another story where they were giggling all the way down, like just giggling like women. Again, what am I supposed to do with that? Good for them. Good. Okay. All right. I found my positive takeaway, Greg, and
you know,
I always try to find some positivity.
Wow, I'm impressed already. I haven't even heard it.
This kind of space launch and travel now, we are getting so good at it, maybe, that you can do this sort of frivolous flight and it not be a big deal. You can send, you know, several women up who aren't, you know, scientists, and came home safely, and it's all good. So I guess that would be the takeaway is, hey, maybe, you know, space flight is becoming so, we're becoming so consistent, maybe at this, we're going to expand on it further. And, you know, is that on a bucket list? Do you want to kind of go around the world? You want to land on the moon? You want to go further? Mars? No, thanks. It's too far. I think orbiting the Earth or something, that would be kind of cool. Would I pay the money to do it? No. But if it was offered, I'd have to seriously consider it. What about you, Greg?
And we're not talking about deep space here. We're talking about just up there enough to go, okay, we're in space, now let's go home. That's kind of what's really happening here.
Wow. So you're sort of poo-pooing the whole thing, huh?
I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. I think it'd be kind of cool, but it's kind of like, well, yeah, you're going into space, but it's like...
And they're like I say, even though we've gotten really, really good at this, there's always a chance something could go awry. So you would do it anyway, you think?
I think so. I mean, the odds are still with you. But, I mean, we've seen multiple brands of rockets that blow up. We've seen... Come on. But if you live your life totally that way, I mean, in the last week, you had a helicopter fall apart. You had planes crash. I mean,
yeah.
Mechanical things break every day. So you take your risk. What's your risk factor, you know?
Yeah, there have been some heartbreaking tragedies.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, small planes and helicopters and all that.
Things
like
happen.
It's like entire families.
That's what's so tragic. It makes it even more shocking, I think. Yeah.
In most ways, but then you sort of think, you go, well, do you want to be the one survivor, you know?
Right.
I had the measles, so I didn't get to go. Now I'm kind of lonely.
And people live with guilt for whatever reason after
Survivor's guilt, sure.
Yes, it's a real thing.
Sure. All righty, just a thought. And it's because we're conditioned, I guess, to get upset about everything that comes down the pike, you know? The lefties go cuckoo and crazy for... whatever, they usually don't have a reason to do it. But and then we're supposed to react to these things as well. Okay, that wasn't taxpayer money as far as I know. Jeff Bezos has a lot of money. He wants to spend it. He wants to take his friends. Isn't that his fiance, that Sanchez? If he wants to do that, why would I have a problem with it?
Yep,
that's fine. This is NVIDIA company. They've announced plans to build AI supercomputers in Texas. They're going to invest up to $500 billion in AI production within the U.S. And the AI train is coming down the tracks. There's that thing left the station a long time ago. There's no stopping that. The best thing we can hope for is we're the leaders in that kind of technology. And what it's going to lead to exactly, I don't know. I'm not sure. I guess that's part of the concern. Barron's reports that AI powerhouse NVIDIA has commissioned over 1 million square feet of manufacturing space in Arizona and Texas to build and test its Blackwell chips and AI supercomputers. This marks the first time that NVIDIA will be producing its cutting-edge AI technology entirely within the U.S., so that's a win, right?
Yeah,
that's big money being invested in the U.S.
Future jobs, the whole bit. Yeah.
But the whole AI thing, and you've got to power these things. And apparently, they drink energy. They suck energy like unbelievable amounts.
Well, yeah, Trump talking, I guess, maybe at some point in reference to the whole coal thing because of the power that they're going to need for these things in the future.
Yeah.
So...
And I'm not 100% sure of exactly what are they going to do? Do you know?
And why is it so necessary? But you're right. What all areas of our life is it going to start showing up in? I mean, if it's only for your online searches, that's kind of a bit of a waste because half the time that's wrong anyway. Because it's just searching what's out there and not everything out there is right.
Whatever it has access to.
So. But, again, we've seen AI used in audio and video.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes good, sometimes not.
I mean, I know, like, mathematically, if there's some kind of an equation that needs to be broken down, and I don't know what the basis would be, maybe it has to do with, you know, say, structural stuff.
Sure.
It would be able to analyze very quickly. Oh, this is the I-beams that you would need for this, et cetera.
Well, design of anything, does it make that all faster?
I would assume it does everything faster.
Yeah. So there could be some good, as long as it's not misused for evil.
It may do a lot of good, but again, there's a certain like an unknown factor to it.
Yeah.
If it's going to really accelerate almost everything that technologically has been advanced, if it accelerates it by the kind of multiples that apparently it's capable of, the world is going to change at a tremendous pace, right?
But if you accelerate good, do you not also accelerate the possibility of bad or evil?
Well, that's the concern. So. AI, how do you make affordable housing? See, that could turn out to be good, something good.
Sure.
Until it says, mow down all these mansions that people have worked hard for.
Well, now.
Okay. Mm. All right, we'll see. It is time for What's Bugging You? Yeah. Time for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You? It's next on 97.3 The Sky.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those, but do call in. Air it out. Get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. Call now. If you don't get through right away, try back. We'll try to get you in there. Good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
I'm calling about the rocket launch with the all-female crew, six females.
Mm-hmm.
It's great publicity. Interesting concept. But something's bugging me about it. It's obvious that this mission was planned by men, because only a guy would think 11 minutes is a good ride.
Oh. I was going to say bragging or complaining, Pete. Phil, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me is we got this
illegal immigrant who was just convicted of murder, Rachel Moore, and he's going to be made sentenced to life in Maryland. Too bad Trump can't grab his butt and charge him as illegal immigrant and then ship him over to that max prison in El Salvador. That's real life.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And good riddance, right? Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, Jeff Bezos is strictly suborbital. But what's bugging me is this constant tag team federal judge thing. It's almost like one of those baton races in the Olympics where one judge hands off the baton to the other. But the latest one is the Boston judge. So they're all pissed off because he is revoking the working visas or the work permits for people who illegitimately got work permits under the Biden administration. I don't see a problem with that. So I wish this stuff would stop, but the lawsuits.
Yeah. And the Supreme Court needs to act on this and say, look, your powers have to be limited and not be able to stop executive orders. It just doesn't make constitutional sense. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. So mine is roads. And you guys yesterday were talking about parking. And I think that all of these car dealerships need to give these women, just drivers, a driving test and a parking test. If they can't park that SUV or that truck, then they can't buy that truck. But mine is they have these little cords on the roads to monitor how much traffic is going through. Okay, on my road out there in Southwest 143rd, out there in Archer, they still have not finished that turn lane. It's been months. They're only working one day a week. But they need to put those little cord things on there to see how much traffic is going on that road. And then they can do something with my road.
Well, I mean, they do these studies all the time, and a lot of the roads in Alachua County are, you know, what they call D roads or whatever. In other words, grading system A through F or whatever, they're D and Fs. They're already overused, have problems with them, and can't handle the traffic that's on them. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Dean. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob. I live in Ocala. I drive Indianapolis 200 every day to work. And I just want to know, who's the mental giant that figured out that it's good to put a concrete barrier down Restaurant Row? All of a sudden, cars are backing up. It takes about 10 minutes to get through a light sometimes if you're making a left, because you can't just, the suicide lanes are gone. Now there's a concrete barrier. And if that's supposed to help traffic flow, it's causing more of a problem than anything else at the moment. It is incredibly stupid.
I agree. I wonder if there's a way, like, there are times maybe it would make more sense than others, but you're right. Usually those lanes are so wide open for so long because of the backup at the other oncoming traffic lights that you could have easily, you know, crossed the roadway several times over, but the barrier won't let you do that. No, it's very frustrating. They call this like new urban design or some, you know, they put some name on it and then everybody just accepts it, but it doesn't always do what they claim it does. Good morning, Paul. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Greg. What's bugging me is listening to people talk about AI with the same breathless tones they use when they're anticipating the advent of the internet, because it was going to let us dialogue with each other and better inform ourselves, and instead we used it to build our personal echo chambers and watch cat videos.
So that, I guess you think AI will be much the same? Maybe so. Good morning, Peter. What's bugging you?
Odyssey bugs me because it keeps cutting out on you guys and I can't hear you. I listen to all your morning on it. So guess what's bugging me?
All right, what did he say? What was he listening on?
Just said that we're cutting out on him somewhere. So I don't know if that's the whole atmospheric thing that we deal with in the morning sometimes or not. So.
Yeah, whenever you get the cooler temperatures and then it warms up quickly, although, it's about the time of day when it does hit us. Atmospheric conditions, we apologize. Nothing we can
Inversion,
do about it.
Inversion, we call it.
It's been an issue. Good morning, Steve. What's bugging you?
You know what bugs me really bad is people get on social media and complain about things, and people will call what's bugging you and complain about things, but they won't take the effort to look up a phone number, an email address, and call and get in touch with the people that can actually do something about the things that bug them. That's all.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, on the little cords that Pam was referring to, I am familiar with those that can be used for counting traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those little double ones are also checking speeds. As in how fast you're driving.
Yeah, I know.
The space between. You probably go over and they're like, da-da! Probably when you go by, it's like, da-da, you know. Just saying.
I slam the brakes on, throw the whole thing off. What I try
you
to
stop
do.
Between the two, right?
It's like, you need an extra lane here. Nobody's speeding. It's impossible because the roadway is packed.
Mm.
Now get to work.
And that's what's bugging Bob.
Focus. Priorities. What do I got to run the world? Good morning and welcome, my friends. Thanks for your participation. What's bugging you? Coming up, what's bugging me? Janet Yellen. Stupid things again. I'll share them with you coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. God bless America. It is Holy Week, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Straighten up, fly right. 7:34 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check? Yep. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes! There's a reason why I'm yelling.
Why are you yelling?
For Janet Yellen.
Oh.
But first.
Yes.
I'm going to yell about a winner.
Woo!
Congratulations, Jeremy of Gainesville. Big, big winner yesterday. Our first winner on Rock the Country.
Well, that's awesome.
Scored himself a couple of tickets. Well, it's actually a couple pair of tickets because this gets him into both days, right? Your two-day tickets.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Congratulations, Jeremy. He's going to have a fun time at this huge event that features Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and much more. It's Ocala, May 9th and 10th. You'd probably like to win some tickets as well, wouldn't you? Okay. Well, you need this text word, and it will change again tomorrow morning. But today, it is horse. H-O-R-S-E. Text HORSE to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of two-day tickets to Rock the Country. Text HORSE to 20357. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. And good luck. That's very cool. Janet Yellen. She had to take the opportunity to say bad things about Donald Trump, you know, and I guess we shouldn't be shocked or surprised, but here's the thing, you know, she's the former Treasury Secretary, and I can't, I mean, she really fit in great with the Biden administration because she was really a nincompoop.
Well, we've said so many times, they always manage to find the worst possible person for any position they were trying to fill.
You know, yeah, she didn't think, you know, inflation was coming. Didn't see it coming. I mean, she said it in her own words. I didn't see that coming. And then when it started to hit and the rest of us are like looking at a grocery bill going crazy, she goes, you know, don't worry. It's just going to be transitory.
It's here, that's gone,
for
right?
A couple of minutes.
Yeah.
It's going to be gone before you know it. Before you even eat those groceries, it'll be gone. Not so much the case, Janet. Mm-hmm. Wrong again. So here she comes out.
Oh, no.
And, yeah. Now, she was she chaired the Federal Reserve and was a Treasury Secretary. I mean, you would think she would know her stuff. But I'm telling you, either she is not all that bright or there are certain things that she's saying for a different reason other than the truth. Here's what she said. Things have been just chaotic. Really?
Okay.
They weren't chaotic under Biden. I didn't feel a sense of chaos as the borders were being overrun by who knows.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel it was chaotic when 70 to 100,000 people are dying from fentanyl. You know? That would feel pretty chaotic if you were one of those families impacted by it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now it's chaotic, she says. The reciprocal tariffs put on and then paused. This is really creating an environment in which households and businesses feel paralyzed by the uncertainty about what's going to happen. Hold it, put on the brakes, Janet Yellen. You know, she can relate to the average household, I don't know, like the brain of an ant could relate to Albert Einstein. She doesn't have, she's so far out of touch. Wait, let me get this straight. She says we're really creating an environment in which households feel paralyzed. I don't know. I was at Walmart in Stark Vegas yesterday.
Yeah.
Those people didn't seem paralyzed.
Didn't they know there was a tariff thing going on?
No, they were buzzing around doing their business. Heck, I got cheap gas, like $2.87, Greg.
No.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, baby.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Hmm. And I even, you know, it's like I put, you know, I did a spill a little bit on the ground for Trump.
Just
like
you
that's
could.
For you. Trump. Yeah. Like you pour a shot for your long lost you know, buddy in arms. No, I didn't do that. Don't spill the gas.
Well, I got a question. Why is Janet yelling about anything right now? She's like nobody.
She wanted to get on Squawk Box, and that's funny because that's pretty much what she was. And I'm Janet Yellen. But you look, households, she says, feel paralyzed. Like, I have no idea what that's supposed to mean. I don't feel paralyzed.
Not a bit. No.
I don't like it when I see some of the prices, but I don't feel paralyzed. You know, then you make decisions accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you start with, like, you know, the luxury items and work your way down. Those are the things you cut out first. She didn't understand. Yeah, households feel paralyzed. No. And then also businesses, they feel paralyzed. No, they still have to work. They have to do whatever they do every day. They have to turn the lights on when they get there. Mm-hmm. They have to pay their staff. Whatever it is that they do, they're not paralyzed. Trust me, they're working. In fact, if anything, they're working harder because they want to make sure they have income. But yeah, so it's, oh yeah, this uncertainty. Really, when she talks about uncertainty, you know what that impacts. That impacts the stock market.
Right.
You know? Now, at one point in the interview, this is what she says. She was talking about American manufacturing. And she says, bringing American manufacturing back, I really think that's a pipe dream. That's not something that's likely to be accomplished. And then she said, quote, and we could even raise questions about whether or not, in a broad-based way, that's even a desirable goal.
Okay.
She said it out loud.
So the first part was she thinks of the pipe dream. Has she watched any of the news headlines lately about companies that are coming back, building factories, moving manufacturing?
They haven't actually done it yet.
Well, no, you don't build a factory overnight.
Right.
So.
How interesting is that?
Yeah.
In a broad-based way, that's even a desirable goal. Okay, well, let's put aside that, when my kids grow up, gee, I sure hope Johnny gets a job in the steel mill just like me and his grandpa had. Actually, there are plenty of families that do feel that way, number one.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, let's just say if people can make a living in a safer environment that's, you know, not with the rigors of, you know, melting metal.
Right.
Okay. But here's the whole other issue that she doesn't even address. And that is, what about the self-sufficiency of our country in times of peril to be able to take care of the basic necessities of life? You know, do we have enough food? Do we have enough pharmaceutical help if there's a problem in that area, et cetera, et cetera? You get it, right? We just don't. There's so many things we don't manufacture here anymore. So it's not just about, you know, she thinks somehow it's like, what do we want to do? Rebuild the Rust Belt? And no, that's not what it's going to look like in the future. It's going to be like big AI, supercomputers, and other things like that. Yes. Will there be other manufacturing like steel mills? Yes. They're not going to look like the ones that, you know, were built 87 years ago. But she's forgetting that we need to be self-sufficient. And then I remembered a speech that she gave, and in it, she stated that decoupling from China was not a good idea, nor was it in our best interest. Janet Yellen said that. Now, tell me anybody that understands the market and also has some understanding of, oh, I don't know, national security. And tell me that uncoupling from China is not in our best interest. You see, the woman's not right. She's just not right. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, not only is she not correct, she's not right. We shouldn't decouple from China?
That's just strange.
I guess she doesn't. You know what? I guess maybe she'll believe some of the other rhetoric from the left wing. What's the biggest threat that the lefties and others like under the Biden administration, Obama, what was it? Oh, white supremacists.
Yeah, that was the biggest.
That's the biggest threat. And that, oh, well, and that gets supplanted every once in a while by climate change. Climate change. Yeah. But don't worry about China. Joe Biden didn't worry about China because, well, they spent millions building his little Biden Penn Center.
But let's get all over Putin and Russia so we can ignore China. Right.
Yeah. Oh, decoupling from, I don't know. And no, rebuilding, manufacturing, that's a pipe dream. And no, and it's just chaotic what Trump's doing. Beware of those who really call for the status quo. I guarantee you they want the status quo because they've already made their bank.
Yeah.
And that's usually at the heart of it right there. 744 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks so much for supporting what we do. We appreciate it. More chances to win tickets in case you didn't get the code word. I'll give that out in a little bit. And what's with this hero worship of that idiot, Luigi Mangione, that cold-blooded murderer?
Oh.
Details on that and more coming your way on 97.3 The Sky. Rabbit hole.
Where are we going?
Does anybody really send out like friend requests anymore that are legit?
Oh, man, doesn't that drive you crazy?
I mean, I think that's all I get.
And what you don't want to do is just go, oh, yeah, I know that person, and click on it. Don't do that.
Well, sometimes you do know that person, and you think, oh, well, that's nice. But then you look, and you see, like, one of the telltale signs is, well, if you haven't posted in 2 years.
It's not you.
I don't think you all of a sudden got active. And the number one thing you want to do is, well, I need to be friends with Bob Rose, which I'm flattered if that's the truth, but I rarely think it is.
But you look at that page, and there's, like, 4 posts.
Yeah.
Ever.
Or pictures, like 4 pictures.
And 3 of them are the same.
Yeah. Or they're super hot broads. It's like, yeah, I just graduated from school in Paris, and now I live in Hong Kong, and I want to get to know you because your posts are so awesome, Bob.
Bob thinks those are real.
Huh?
Sorry.
What do you mean?
Didn't mean to.
They're not?
Sorry.
What?
Sorry.
My God. Been living a fraud. Life is a fraud.
There's frauds out there, all right. But you're right. It is.
Hey, there's broads and there's frauds, all right? We put a couple of broads up in space not too long ago.
Yeah, they came back.
You know what? Why didn't they put a broad named Alice in there? Then they could go, pow, Alice, I told you were going to the moon. Thank you, Jackie Gleason, for the memories. We do appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ralphie boy. All right. Do we have to do like a real show or can we just do
It's only Tuesday.
Oh, you're right. I thought it was Wednesday.
Yeah, you said when you got up this morning, you were a day off.
Yeah, I was preparing like it was Wednesday and it's not. Oh, I got good news.
Okay, we like
I'm going to get my new CPAP machine today. Doo-dah.
It's the little things.
That's when you know you're physically, I got a new CPAP machine. It's a Porsche 911. Next year, I'm going to get a Ferrari.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the closest we'll get is a high-performance CPAP machine.
Well, good luck with that, Bob.
Why, thank you.
Yeah.
You know,
sleep well.
I was on one for a while, and everybody talked about how awful they are and stuff. I adjusted to it, I think, fairly quickly, and but I didn't realize this newfound life that everybody talks about. Oh, I've got all this energy. Oh, my God, it's a life changer. I'm like, no, it didn't happen for me. I'm still, I've got like 6 good hours in me, and then I'm a complete dud.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, look, this is where I make my money. Thank God. I mean, you know, the good Lord gives me this amount of energy, and I'm
what
happy.
What if you had to do this for 8 hours? You'd be in trouble.
Nobody can do it for 8 hours. In fact, even the greatest talk host of all time, Rush Limbaugh, he couldn't even do 4 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he got so much in the time he was in, he didn't have to.
I'm just saying, Greg.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Just remember, you're here too.
Oh, I know.
We can't do it without the team.
Yeah.
And Greg is?
The team.
Hey, pickleball time for a cause. Yep, 2025 Greater Gainesville Pickleball Open is coming again. So this is the third annual. And they raise a ton of money for Habitat for Humanity, and that is excellent. It's, my friend Betsy Papine of Papine Realty. It's her part of her organization, charitable organization, basically. It's called Papine Gives. And they do all kinds of great things, but this is for Alachua Habitat for Humanity. And it's going to be a lot of fun, regardless of your play level. You'll be matched up with other people that are, similar skill set. And 100% of the net proceeds will go directly to Papine Gives, the building initiative for the Alachua Habitat for Humanity. They've raised $50,000 before. They want to do it again and break ground this summer on a home for a grandmother and her grandchild right here in North Central Florida.
Oh,
so,
that's nice.
Yep, the funds stay here, and it's for, exactly where it's going. Like, hey! Help to build that house.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Plus, you get to play pickleball, which is always fun. All right. So, for more information, go to pickleballbrackets.com. I know that sounds weird, but that's where all the pickleball information gets exchanged. Pickleballbrackets.com, and then you'll see like a subcategory, and it's Greater Gainesville, GG. Easy enough, right? Everybody got it?
You pickleball people got your own little club, your own little websites going on. My goodness, I'm impressed.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
big deal.
Look, everybody's got their club now.
That's true.
Motorcycle clubs. We've got charitable events we'll talk about related to that. We've got people have Jeep clubs.
Well,
part of
that. That's true.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's got a club.
Yeah.
Even Boy George. He said, you want culture? Give me a club.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm doing my own stuff.
He had his own culture.
Where's my union rep? I got a guy who's slow on the button.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we have going on here? Oh, are we supposed to feel sad or afraid with this story?
Uh-oh.
Radio Free Asia on Saturday quoted reports from Chinese exporters and port officials who said traffic is visibly slowing down at China's big port cities like Shanghai and Guangdong. Don't say you never buy anything from Guangdong.
I don't know that I have. I don't think I've ever been in.
Maybe the missus
there.
I
don't know.
While some factory production has virtually ground to a halt again, are we supposed to be afraid? Is this supposed to, are we feeling bad for the Chinese? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't even feel bad if Americans are buying less Chinese junk.
Absolutely,
and I don't mean the boat. I just mean the stuff.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should stop that anyway.
I just, where were the stories and where was the concern when NAFTA basically gutted our manufacturing capabilities here in the U.S.? Yep.
Well, we want to keep sending money to China because they like us so much. No.
Yeah, the rare earth thing, that could be an issue that could bite us to some extent, but I'm sure we're already... we've got some workarounds that we're putting together right now. Well, welcome, my friends, to a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, live and local, 97.3 The Sky.